Jody Crumpy, director of the Erie City Mission Thrift Stores and Donation Center. When you shop at one of our two thrift stores or drop off items at our donation center, you are providing a meal. You are housing a man in our shelter, helping men and women overcome addiction, and giving our inner city youth an opportunity to learn. I want to thank you for making a difference. This is our city, our mission. God bless you.
All year round, Frontier Home Products and Design has what you need to make your home comfortable and beautiful. Relax on a new timber tech deck designed by Frontier's experts. A new fireplace from Frontier Home Products Fireplace Gallery adds warmth and serenity to any home. Beauty and versatility at Frontier Home Products and Design Center, 4213 Peachtree, 5th next to the Bayfront Highway.
Frontier Home Products and Design Center. Discover a new frontier.
PA contractor number PA039007.
Welcome to TalkErie.com's Joel Natale Show, Erie, Pennsylvania's daily podcast. Every day, we tackle the biggest issues that the Erie PA region faces. Stay informed and involved as we advance the narrative of Erie. Now, here's Joel Natale.
We are attempting to get more information and more understanding and clarity of what we're supposed to be all about on Eclipse Day. And to help us out here is Christine Temple. She is Director of Communications with Visit Erie. Christine, welcome to the show. Appreciate it.
Hello. Thanks. Great to be here.
All righty. So you guys have been working on this for like 2 years, right?
Almost. It feels like it, but it's been about a year and a half. So
okay.
Yeah. It's hard to believe we're only 30 days out.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, I was there a year ago on April 8th. You know, we were talking. Actually, I do remember it was kind of a decent day.
It was. And we did the official countdown to a year. It's hard to believe that was
11 months later.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And the reason why we're paying this much attention to all of this is because we've really never experienced the potential visitation in Erie County in maybe in our history.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. I mean tall ships, we all know tall ships brings in thousands of people, but this particular event for the total solar eclipse, we have the potential to become the third largest city in the Commonwealth for the day.
Yeah.
We're expecting that many people, because you figure Erie County has around 269,000 residents, and if we get, you know, 56,000 to 200,000 people, we could potentially come close to doubling our population.
Wow.
You know, or even with the low end number, we're still going to, you know, just shoot right up there in population. So it's no joke. And, you know, I don't think we've ever had an event, tourism-related event, of this magnitude in recent memory.
People are kind of making associations with, like, Roaring Ashore, you know, where, you know, you can have 60,000 visitors over 3 days. But this is over 2 hours, basically. You know, the eclipse starts around 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We go into totality at 3:16. We start coming out of totality at 3:20. Again, this is all on April 8th. And then people start making the mass exit to where they want to go almost immediately, according to what we learned, right?
Exactly. We've heard that from multiple sources, whether it's people who have been in the path of totality for the 2017 eclipse, and also from other state officials. We just heard from officials in Kentucky and Tennessee that their smaller towns were in the path and took up to 12 hours to clear out traffic.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah. And I know I keep saying that word because there's no other word to describe the experience of what I think we're about to experience, you know?
There's no doubt about it. So what you are trying to do on a public safety and public interest is prepare the residents of Erie and give them kind of best practice tips on what to do. And so you've rolled out this acronym called SHINE, 5 simple things residents can do to help prepare. So before we get into that, I do want to share, like, we have coworkers, including myself at the radio station, where people are coming to our homes to view the eclipse.
Oh, yes.
So my in-laws are coming in from New Jersey. Our friend Lori is, there are literally people in her family that are flying in from the UK. And so that's just one little organization that has an impact. Can you imagine just on personal, you know, visitation because it's the eclipse?
Exactly. Myself, I've got family coming in from the Dubois area. Other family members may come in from Fort Wayne, Indiana. So it just, you know, if everybody has, you know, friends and family coming in addition to visitors that most likely have never been here, and they're what we're calling eclipsophiles. They, you know, they chase the eclipse wherever it's going to be.
Eclipsophiles,
yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you know, when John and Emily were on earlier in the year, they were talking about how we are the largest Pennsylvania city between what, you know, closest from Philadelphia, basically, D.C. to Pittsburgh.
Right. Right.
You know.
Yeah, we're the closest destination, drivable destination to major markets, Pittsburgh, Philly, Baltimore, D.C. We're even seeing requests and questions coming in from New Jersey, especially the Jersey Shore, because they're touting it as Jersey Shore residents. If you want to watch the eclipse from another shore, go to Erie. So we've been starting to see that.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is.
Who's promoting? You guys are promoting that?
No, I monitor different mentions from across the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic region.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a lot coming out of New Jersey. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you could literally, if you go to the beach, you could stand on the, you know, on the sand and watch the eclipse.
One shore to another. And yeah. I mean, I know we're not promoting people going to Presque Isle because of the likelihood of a traffic gridlock, but I think it's cool that a place, Jersey Shore, is saying, hey, here's another shore location you can go watch.
Are you also hearing from boat owners that they're going to put their boats in the bay? Or
not necessarily. Yeah. We have not, but I know in talking to the Coast Guard and Border Patrol that they're aware that if the weather's good, maybe that weekend people are going to start putting their boats in the water. But we're thinking that More than likely, we're going to see people in maybe canoes, kayaks, smaller watercraft and things like that. But between Coast Guard and Pennsylvania State Police, because they're going to have their boat in the water, too, they've got the waters covered. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Again, Christine Temple is with us from Visit Erie. Again, you rolled out this morning. It's called Shine. And I want to go through all of this and in the release, you say the Shine campaign contains messages echoed by PennDOT and Pennsylvania State Police, encouraging residents to do their part to ensure a safe and memorable eclipse for everyone. All right, so let's start with this, Christine. S is schedule your appointments for another day.
Yes, so if you have any standing appointments, maybe your kids have activities on a Monday, take a look at your calendar now and see if there's a way that you can reschedule them or maybe go virtual for any of your planned commitments, because no matter what people are thinking, normal routines are going to be disrupted by traffic. There's no easy way around that.
Okay. So H, have a plan. Get gas and groceries in advance.
Yes, because those potential 200,000 visitors are going to need to fill up before heading home, especially considering everyone's talk about projected traffic standstill. So think about your weekly routines. Try to complete those tasks early. I know that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get gas, get groceries, pick up any prescriptions ahead of time, and avoid those crowds.
All right. Having a plan, too, in addition to, like, the gas and groceries, one of the things that really kind of resonated with me is the folks that have some kind of home health, maybe they're elderly or have intellectual disabilities. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing from that segment of our folks?
I've been hearing mostly from the city, the mayor's office and the city of Erie Police Department is to have a conversation with caregivers and figure out, is there a plan of action? Does that person maybe need to plan on staying longer or maybe stay the night before? I don't know what the circumstances could be, but if there's someone who needs critical care that is in home care and not like in a facility, that it's wise to, again, have a plan, think ahead, and make sure that you're not stuck waiting on medication or some type of care for that day.
So the opposite would be true too. Like if you typically visit your loved one in a congregate care setting, in a nursing home or whatever, you may want to alert them that you're not going to be there on Monday. You might want to make a plan to not go. Huh?
Either that or just allow for extra time. If you normally visit at noon, maybe leave at 9 and get there early.
Okay.
So when you leave, you're not stuck in traffic of people going to Eclipse events and especially afterwards. So I'd say if at all possible, don't plan anything after 3:00.
Okay. What about the food thing? This is the thing that we've been talking about. Like, let's say we get a couple thousand people, maybe 5,000, 10,000 people come downtown. We're going to have this glorious thing at Perry Square. People are going to want to go to the bayfront, you know. After the eclipse, people get hungry.
Sure.
What are we hearing from hospitality?
Well, that's our bread and butter. So we have been reaching out to various restaurants throughout the county, and we've been trying to, encourage them to plan ahead as far as staff, extra food, other supplies. One of the other things we let them know is, if you normally have deliveries scheduled on a Monday, we've tried to alert places like Curtsy and Trippy Foods to let them know that, the beer distributors, if you are doing deliveries on Monday, you might want to do a different plan, think about something else. But with the restaurants, we've been asking them things, we're sending them preparedness checklists. So even though
they're fast food too?
As long as we're partner based, so we send it out to our partners, but we know that the word is spreading.
Uh-huh.
And, just a list of saying, we know you're the experts in what you do. We're not trying to tell you what to do, but have you considered maybe having extra seating, porta potties, other things like that to handle the crowds? If you are doing something outside and you have motion light sensitive detectors, make sure those are turned off so when it goes dark, they don't come on, It's those little things that sometimes you don't think about that we at Visit Erie are trying to think about.
Yeah.
So it's a smooth, smooth operations. But we know the restaurants are going to be packed, whether they're reservation only, walk-ins.
Yeah.
We've spoken to a large majority of our restaurants throughout the county, and the ones that are going to be open, they feel that they're pretty well prepared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they're all excited because normally a Monday in April, a lot of restaurants, especially the locally owned ones, aren't open. But we've seen more and more telling us, we sent them a survey telling us that they are going to be open on Monday. Some even open on Sunday.
Okay.
When they normally aren't, to try and capture some of that business.
Because like you guys have been saying, some of these hotels have 3-day plans. Like you couldn't just buy Sunday night or just Monday night. You had to buy, Saturday, Sunday, Monday night.
Right. They have two night or 3-night minimums.
Right.
Yeah. And right now we're at 91% occupancy with the hotels. Although come April 1st, we feel that that's going to be like the definitive date, because then people will have a much better understanding of what's the weather going to be like. And a lot of these eclipsophiles will book rooms all up and down the path of totality in different destinations.
Yes.
They'll look to see where they're going to get the best view and go from there. So it might happen that Erie might see some rooms free up, because right now we're at a premium. There are still some available, I think mostly up near the mall.
Right.
But yeah, it's, again, have a plan.
Okay. So schedule your appointments for another day. Have a plan, get gas and groceries, and all kinds of planning would be helpful.
Yes.
I is inform yourself and others, know what's going on.
Exactly. So whether it's an eclipse event or just one of Erie's attractions or restaurants, educate yourself. Know the different things that there are to see and do in the area. One of the things that bothers me the most is being an Erieite is when people say there is nothing to do, especially in the winter or in Erie in April. Okay, that drives me crazy. So we have ErieEclipse2024.com. There is a listing of almost 50 different eclipse events taking place throughout the area. Our online calendar has something going on every single day. So let's be proud of our area. Be an Erie advocate. Show all of these visitors, a lot of them are going to be first timers, you know, a great time. And, you know, tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, visitors you may run into, or say, hey, what's going on? Just, you know, be encouraging, and that will hopefully drive more visits.
All right, let's talk about how what are some good ways to get informed. You mentioned the website. Give it to us again.
ErieEclipse2024.com.
Are there like shareable graphics and downloadables from that? Because I'm thinking about if I have a garden club, or, you know, bowling league, or, you know, a kindergarten teacher, is there something that I can give my kids or give my, you know, bridge partners? Yeah, I'm just thinking people are members of groups. Mm-hmm. And I just had an encounter yesterday of, like, here I am, like, fully immersed in Eclipse, and the person I was dealing with had that might be coming up soon, isn't it? And so it would be great to have collateral, even digital collateral, to share.
So we just finished our Eclipse toolkit, and I believe we are posting it to the website. I'll have to check with our marketing team, but that has exactly what you mentioned.
Yeah.
Graphics, images, links, PDF files, things like that, the shine flyers on there, and different posts that people can use for their own social media platforms. So we just finished it yesterday.
Okay.
It should be up on our website.
All right. We're going to be pushing this stuff out because, that's part of our goal, is to advance this narrative, and education wins when you're doing this stuff. All right, let's go to N. So we're Shine, S-H-I-N. Navigate traffic or don't. Stay off of major roadways.
Yes, so the negative thing that comes with being in the path of totality is obviously the heavy traffic. In 2017, some towns in the path of totality saw traffic delays lasting up to 12 hours to clear out. So maybe leave the highways and the major roadways to our visitors. And, I mean, as a resident, I mean, I know a lot of shortcuts and back roads. Sure. And believe me, on Eclipse Day, I'm going to be utilizing all of those and thinking of the most avant-garde way to get from here to my house. So, you know, and the other thing to keep in mind is, you know, navigate traffic or don't. You could watch the eclipse from your own backyard. The sun is going to be high enough in the sky and above the tree line that you'll be able to potentially see this from anywhere.
Right.
So we're not forcing people to stay home, but we're saying, you know what, if you really don't need to go and you're not interested in going to some of the events taking place, you can just step right outside your house.
And I know that the city, like, you know, is saying, hey, go to the neighborhood park. Like, I live near Baker Field. That would be a really easy place to watch it. Or if, you know, especially if you're in ROS Bayfront or, you know, Eastside Bayfront Task Force, you can walk to Perry Square.
Yeah. Or Bayview Park is right there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of that, of walking to
an
eclipse event as opposed to driving to an eclipse event.
Exactly. Sure. You don't need a wide open space. You know, unless you'd like to gather with fellow eclipsophiles, then you can go to one of our events. We're certainly not going to, you know, force you. You must stay home.
Yeah.
It's just be smart about it and be safe about it.
Yeah. If you're in Edinburgh, you know, the Penn West is having a big deal at Mallory Lake. I mean there's places you can walk to
all across the county.
This,
out
in Northeast, don't they have the wine people?
The wineries, all 21 wineries are doing an event called Lights Out, and that's the entire Eclipse weekend from the 5th through the 8th.
Oh, wow.
Every winery is pairing their wines with Eclipse-themed food. And it's not like sun chips and moon pies. It'll be catered different, you know, different food and all that.
I like sun chips and moon
pies. I do too, but maybe not with a glass of Pinot.
I get it, Christine. All right. One more. E. Enjoy the moment. This is truly a once-in-a-lifetime event, and Erie's lucky to be a part of it.
This is my favorite one. It really is. I mean, we won't see another total solar eclipse until the year 2144. So I know I'm not going to be around unless some technology freezes my head and I am. But I mean,
Walt Disney, right?
Right, exactly. I was thinking The Simpsons when they have all the heads in jars, you know. But you know, seriously, you know, this is really a once in a lifetime moment, and we all want to enjoy it. So enjoy it. Create an atmosphere of kindness. And, you know, I'm sad that I have to say this or that anybody needs to say this, but be kind. Mm. Smile, extend acts of thoughtfulness. You know, maybe keep our region clean, your little area, wherever.
Sure.
Do your part and offer assistance. You know, if a visitor comes up to you at, you know, Country Fair or Sheets and says, hey, I'm coming back for the eclipse. What's there to do? Please don't say, don't come here. You know, that's we want everybody to celebrate this because it truly is a once in a lifetime moment. And we are at, I know we're at the whim of Mother Nature, but gosh darn it, I'm positive we're going to have a good day.
Oh, I think, honestly, even if it's a day like today,
it'll
still be great because we'll be able to see how dark it really gets.
Exactly. You know? And it will be just like flipping a light switch. A lot of people, like in Pittsburgh, they're going to see 97-98% totality, and they're like, oh, what's the difference? And it's a huge difference. I mean, 97% totality is great. 100% totality is mind-blowing. It is so different. It is literally night and day.
Someone's texting in here, and I've only got like a minute and a half with Christine Temple from Visit Erie. Will employers require employees to go to work? That's...
You know what? That really is up to the individual employer. I can tell you that Erie Insurance is having their employees work remotely to lessen traffic and congestion downtown. It is up to the individual business. I have heard both sides of the story.
Yeah.
Some, they're essential workers. They need to be working.
Sure.
And some, maybe it's better to work from home. So
I know that Gannon is having remote learning.
Yes.
But you know, they're accommodating. There are over 1,000 students that are living downtown.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the school districts, the 15 districts in the intermediate unit, IU5, they are all working remotely or they have the day off, with the exception of, I believe it's Fort LaBeouf. They're dismissing at noon. The parochial schools, I believe, all except Mercier. So I think Mercier's Prep is dismissing at noon. But we've made a really concerted effort to explain to, especially education, universities, school districts, that the timing of the eclipse is right when school dismisses and there's a lot of after school activities. So they were wonderful to work with. They got it and they made appropriate accommodations.
Right.
So to answer that person's question, it really is. It's certainly not going to be a city or a countywide mandate. It's going to be up to the individual business.
And point your employer to this website.
ErieEclipse2024.com. And you can see everything Erie Eclipse related and get an idea of the magnitude of this event and make your decision from there.
You've been listening to The Joel Natale Show, Erie, Pennsylvania's daily podcast from TalkErie.com. Subscribe to our show on your favorite podcatcher and get involved by emailing Joel at TalkErie.com.